it just defies logic to ask people to believe that the CEO of a large corporation would be so sloppy in sending money off to J.P. Morgan and assigning the task to an assistant treasurer and then trying to make her a patsy. I mean, people know better than that.
Right.
This is right. And then the total regulatory capture of this thing is sickening. All these agencies have not weighed in on it. They haven't given Mrs. O'Brien immunity. That's interesting. You know, why aren't they giving her immunity?
Yeah, it is interesting. Well, because they're protecting Corzine.
Right.
Obviously. Okay.
Right. And then Corzine's ties to the into the Obama administration are dark and deep. It's almost like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon Sistema. You know, where everybody knows Corzine, 6 degrees removed, and he's just, you know, there are some great clips, and I put this on Winter Watch if you want to watch it, some great clips of Obama and Biden heaping praise on John Corzine, saying that he's they're all the same moral compass is the final conclusion out of all this. And I don't know where this is going to end up, but to me it feels like another, almost like Watergate has that kind of potential.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, Watergate anymore is passé. I mean, scandals, everybody just kind of shrugs and say, well, that's the way it is, and they move on. There's no muckraking journalists anymore. There's no Woodward and Bernstein out there anymore. The journalistic estate, the journalists have all abdicated their responsibilities. They've all been captured, too. There's no watchdogs anymore.
No.
Whistleblowers are garbage in our society. Everybody wants to be Al Capone, you know, so they're willing to overlook this shit.
In the case of O'Brien, they've been getting set up as patsies, and it's awful. It's awful.
Course.
This is new. This is just basically new level of criminality. This just goes so far. You got a fund bundler, a crony, an influence peddler of this administration. He packs him with his associates. He's got Gensner, one of his employees who's supposed to be looking after him at the CFTC. Goes on and on and on. So there are going to be some more hearings on it.